Lucinda Evans is the head of Philisa Abafazi Betu. In other words, allow our women to live. It's a baby saver drop-off organization. If you might not recall this, I think this is kind of a decades-strong practice where you might be able to find a space where you can find a baby drop facility. There's special receptacles for women who are unable to, you know, particularly in light of the conversation we're having about abortion in the United States, women who are unable to necessarily find support within their families from an emotional perspective or a rational perspective, and maybe or just are on their own and even from the father of the child, give birth to a baby but don't want to leave it in an unsafe space. And so these baby drop receptacles used to be available for new mothers to drop off their babies if they feel they can't actually necessarily keep them or provide for them well, but don't want to abandon them. In Japan, there's just one clinic in the entire country that provides such a facility. And in Cape Town, we have a handful of them. My guest had actually started a few of these a few years ago in Lavender Hill. Lucinda Evans, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Tell us a little bit. Can you give me a bit more specificity about how long ago you began these facilities?
I started the Baby Saver at about 4 years ago after a woman in October of 2018 placed a newborn in front of my gate wrapped in a blanket and two ShopRite bags. And my son went outside, the dog was barking, and when he got to the gate, the woman passed by and she said, "Di paki hayo." And he grabbed the packet, and as he grabbed, picked up the packet, he felt the hand of the baby. And, you know, he came inside and he said, "Look, mommy, what I found." And that made me start looking at, first I looked for the mom, because I knew her intention was not to kill the child. She knew who I was. She knew I was doing gender-based violence work and child protection. I couldn't find her. And then I connected with Sandy Immelman of Baby Safe in Helderberg. And through Sandy's connection, we were then donated the Baby Saver in Lavender Hill. And subsequently, we had three babies that was placed in our Baby Saver. And I want to again say, Rufil, we find ourselves in Women's Month with gender-based violence being completely out of hand. It is sad that our country have not adopted the safe relinquishing law. So moms that
what does that place, mean?
It means that our country is legislating us to be the safe space, that relinquishing babies to baby savers is a safe practice to do, and that it's not been seen as abandonment. And therefore, moms that does place the baby in the baby saver could potentially go to prison if been found. And that's why, as an advocate for the rights of women, for the protection of women, we do not know the circumstances that would take a woman who carries a baby for 9 months to place it in the baby saver and not on a dump. Last year, as a country, we were irate, we were angry, we were upset when the baby was placed in Parliament, for an example, in the street. But we are still not advocating hard enough, loud enough, and getting the country to back Baby Saver South Africa. All of us, there's a few of us, few in the Western Cape, that it's legal to place a baby. So I, number one, are saying to women out there, rather place your baby in a Baby Saver, rather than that we get baby into safe foster care through the different agencies, through the Department of Social Development. And then if you're on your feet, come and get help. You can be, and in our case, with the necessary intervention from the Department of Social Development, our first baby was reunited with mom through a foster care program. Our second baby,
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Yes, I know you're telling me, but I just want to tell you, I would like you to tell me the region so that the ladies who are listening who might need it might know where to go.
You know, the reasons
the regions,
why,
the regions, where I can
the
find
regions.
Yes, please.
So Baby Saver, we've got one in Helderberg, we've got one in Bellville, and our one is now relocated in Steenberg, our Baby Saver. And then there's a few in the Gauteng area. So between the three of us, Metro, Helderberg, Steenberg, and Bellville, are we the Cape Town-based Baby Savers are.
Thank you so much, Lucinda. What you're doing is absolutely powerful. I will never forget, guys. I think I was 10 years old when the groundsman at my mother's surgery said that he heard crying from the bin behind the surgery because a lady had given birth in the bathroom and left the baby in a packet. In a packet. In the bin. You know, even when we talk about abortion rights, like sometimes it's just, it's beyond people's ability. It's beyond people's understanding that the 20 weeks. I do think that these Baby Saver drop-offs are really life-saving.